More good new music on the Pirouette label. That's a piano player called Frank Kimbra, and his new album is called Solstice, together with Jay Anderson on bass and Jeff Hirschfield on drums. The tune was Here Come the Honeyman, not Here Comes the Honeyman. You're listening to Jazz Nelson on Something Else on Jazz FM, and delighted to be joined in the studio now by a good old friend of mine and of Jazz FM, Deborah Richards. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Jazz.
Nice to see you. Deborah is someone who's involved with the UK jazz scene, and also she happens to be a Swiss jazz expert. There aren't many of those around, are there, Deborah? You've got a niche of one.
I have, and actually the reason is because Switzerland is producing a lot of very interesting music, very original voices, and a high quality too. And I've just found myself being really drawn into and wanting to explore everything that they're producing at the moment.
And the particular reason why Deborah is here is that in this month's issue, in fact, well, it's November's issue of Jazzwise magazine. Be careful when you open the magazine, you rip it open, get out of the plastic bag, and you don't just open it kind of on the tube platform or something, because the CD's inside, a CD of new Swiss jazz called No Rules, and it's been compiled by Deborah. So I invited her into the studio tonight to play some selections from that compilation, and we'll get a bit more into this later on, but just touch on... It's always a kind of difficult question, this, but is there something you could say about Swiss jazz then that kind of encompasses the whole thing? What is it that got you into it? You said lots of new voices, but is there a sort of distinguishing feature of Swiss jazz?
Yeah, I think there's two things. One is I interviewed Andrea Shearer once, and he talked about the fact that there's quite a lot of musicians brought up in the middle of hillsides, not really sort of meeting and connecting with lots of other people. And they have to sort of do a lot of imagining and creating of their own. And there weren't so many trends. They couldn't sort of like access the trends that we might in a place like London at that time. Things have definitely changed now. And so you've got lots of people sort of like coming up with their own expressions, their own ideas around music, and less influenced by what was going on around them. So I think that's led to some very good music, very interesting angles, let's say. And then the other thing is that... they are in a place which really nurtures the arts and culture and music.
They got money.
I mean, they've not just got that. You and I used to DJ over in Switzerland, and we know they're big fans of music. They've held festivals for years. Since the 50s, there's been festivals going on there of jazz music alone. And they're really passionate and enthusiastic about this form. It really works for them somehow. I think it feeds into their idea of something that's interesting and challenging technically, but also can be a really free and expressive outlet.
Okay, well, look, we're going to play five selections, all taken from this compilation album that you'll find inside Jazzwise magazine in the November issue. Let's just talk about the first one. This is a band that I have seen live and also played on this program before. Briefly, Plaisto.
Yeah, I love them. They're a piano trio. Johan Borkanes is on piano. Cyril Bondy is on drums. Vincent Ruiz is on bass. And Cyril and Johan were actually playing techno and hardcore electronica to start with. And one night, Johan said, you know what, I can't lug all this equipment around. The venue we're playing at has got a piano. Let's just do this acoustically. So Cyril and Johan went and did this gig acoustically, and it really worked. So somehow they're feeding into the format of a piano trio a very different idea, a sort of almost a club aesthetic, a rave aesthetic. And so it can be quite intense, but and repetitive. They use that to sort of draw you in, but I love that about them. And this track Pan is from their album Titan, and there's going to be a live version of that out next year with Richard Williams, who writes the Sublime Blue Moment blog that we love so much. He's written the sleeve notes for it. He's a big fan as well. So that'll be out in the new year. And yeah, great band playing London Jazz Festival on 12th of November at King's Place.
Okay, so between now and midnight, all of the music you'll hear comes from Switzerland, and this is Plaisto. Thank you.
is Jazz FM.
That's the Alina Dooney Quartet, the second of five Swiss selections, courtesy of my guest tonight, Deborah Richards. First of all, we heard Plaistow and something called Pan. Very quickly, I should say, thanks to Deborah and Plaistow, I nearly died when I was in Germany last year coming back from the Jazz Ahead Festival because I jumped in a cab with them and the cab driver drove like mad and they slept the whole way through because they're kind of trance type guys and I was scared for my life. Then Alina Dooney, tell us about her and that quartet.
Oh, Alina is wonderful. She's actually originally from Albania. She's been singing professionally since she was five. And she moved to Switzerland when she was 10 years old. And I think it's that meeting of these two different types of culture. So the Swiss culture with Colin Vallon on piano and prepared piano.
And that was Colin Vallon, and he's probably one of the best known Swiss artists of the moment.
He's great. He's got a new album coming out on ECM in January called Dance. And this album is called Dallendish and is also on ECM. And what he's worked with Alina is this way of arranging these Albanian songs, traditional songs, that takes down the volume of that sort of sentimental Eastern European style a little bit less saccharine, and yet it really lifts and lets the music fly as well. It's a magical combination, I think. Really good.
Okay, we're going to have more Swiss music between now and midnight, including one of the tunes we're going to have after the break comes from a band called Hildegard Learnt to Fly, featuring one of my favourite Swiss artists. His name is Andreas Scherer. More Swiss jazz on the way.
You have the power to set yourself free. Have put an end to line rental charges with our Vodafone Unlimited Fibre home broadband. Vodafone, power to you.
18-month agreement, subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. New and upgrading fibre broadband products only. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
We make luxury leather handbags.
We copy luxury leather handbags.
Each handbag sells for £1,600.
Each handbag sells for £30.
We distribute to exclusive boutiques around the world.
We distribute to street corners around the world.
Our turnover is £13 million a year.
Our turnover is £1.3 billion a year.
At Mishkonda Raya, we know the damage counterfeited goods can cause your business. That's why we've developed Tulip, a brand protection product that's helped our clients recover their losses. Mishkonda Raya. It's business, but it's personal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz FM with Jez Nelson. This is Something Else here between 10 o'clock on a Sunday night and 1 o'clock on a Monday morning each week. Don't forget, after midnight, we go to the far side, some of the more experimental areas of this music that we love. Right now, we're listening to music from Switzerland, all taken from a compilation album called No Rules, New Swiss Music, which comes free with the November edition of Jazzwise magazine and has been put together by my guest tonight, Deborah Richards. Deborah, tell us about the group we just heard, the Gaultier Trio.
Gaultier 2 Trio.
Sorry, I said Gaultier. Gaultier.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct me again. Was it Gaultier,
Gaultier 2?
Yeah.
23-year-old pianist. Unexpected Things is the name of the album that track is from. I've seen him live. He was part of a competition that I was a judge on in Switzerland with actually David Murray, who's on the front of Jazzwise, my new best mate. And really got some emotional depth, this guy. Very worth listening out for. This album's on Nomad Music, and that's the only track he plays Rhodes on, and I'm a sucker for a bit of Rhodes. I really am. And I think he really uses it perfectly in that. It's got a slight groove to it, but it also, you know, flies along. And I think they're worth looking out for. Young, but definitely going to go somewhere, I think.
Okay, next up we have music from a band which I know were kind of instrumental in you falling in love with Swiss music. Hildegard Lernt Fliegen, featuring this extraordinary vocalist, composer, he's kind of a Renaissance man, really, of music, and that's Andrea Scherer. Introduce us briefly to this.
A talented anarchist. That's Andreas. He got into punk actually originally, and used to spend quite a bit of time in his room making up instruments using a variety of combs, paper, knitting machines, anything he could get his hands on. And Andreas is somebody who likes to play. It's his playfulness, and I've seen him make audiences laugh in England, in Switzerland, speaking in German, speaking in Italian, speaking in French. He uses something called Sprechgesang, which is like a gobbledygook talk. He uses coloratura, which you're going to hear in this track. He uses beatboxing. He can mimic a trumpet. But it's not party pieces. He's deeply musical, a really inspiring guy. And he's now been signed to the label ACT. And next year, we're going to be hearing a lot more from him. He's in a band with Vincent Perani. He's got a new quartet with Lucas Nigli, a wonderful drummer from Switzerland. And there's going to be a live Hildegard album coming out where it's Hildegard the Sextet with a full symphonic orchestra. In fact, the Lucerne Festival Orchestra. And that's going to be out next year. Everything from sleazy cabaret to very charming rounds played by block flutes. They are such a great band to see live, I think this gives a little bit of an essence of them. Don Clemenza. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Final selection in this half hour or so of Swiss jazz. They were called the Great Harry Hillman. Deborah Richards chose that, as well as all the other selections you've heard tonight. How do you say the name of that?
Falls du eigentlich ein Dromedar bist.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, it means if you happen to come across a camel.
That was worth asking. I'm glad I asked that. And then before that, we heard Andrea Scherer and Hildegard Lernt Fliegen and Don Clemenza. So briefly, the great Harry Hillman.
Yeah, fantastic for some really good at getting together a tight melodic song, but keeping that free spirit of jazz. I just think they're really modern. They're the sort of band that's taking this music forward. I love them. They played Match and Fuse last year, actually, a festival that I'm involved in. Fantastic.
Okay. Deborah, just fine. I mean, if good compilation. You'll get that free in Jazzwise magazine, No Rules, some new Swiss jazz. If you were going to go to Switzerland and check out some music, is there a festival you'd recommend going to?
Well, there's two places. One is you should go to Zurich to the club Moods and Exil. They're clubs next door to each other. Exil is where Nick Birch plays every Monday night live with either Ronin or Mobley. Really worth experiencing. Good to see him in his own surrounding. And Moods is programmed by Karin Zuber, who's somebody that's really helped introduce me to this music, along with Elisabeth Studman of Swiss Vibes. So, and apart from that, the Cooey Jazz Festival is very beautiful, right by the lake. And we've had bands like Go Go Penguin and Zara McFarlane play there from the UK. So yeah, there's festivals all the time. It's a great place to go to for music.
Okay, you mentioned festivals there. You're involved with the Match and Fuse Festival. It's happening next Friday. Is it all next weekend?
It's next Friday and Saturday. So on Friday, it's at the New River Studios near Manor House. And then on Saturday, it's at Cafe Otto and Vortex.
Headliners. Just give us a few headliners.
Yeah, we've got Crocafont. We've got Susana Santos Silva, an amazing Portuguese trumpeter fusing with Evan
Trumper.
Parker.
That would be worth it. Seeing
Let's not
and
bring
hearing,
him
maybe not
in.
Smelling. Yeah,
Evan Parker, Chris Sharkey, with Julie Kaya, Ingrid Lucas, Let's Spin. We've got 40% female musicians. We've got 23 acts from 14 countries, including Switzerland. We've got a fabulous art punk quartet called Massico, all female, all brilliant, from Switzerland that I love, from Geneva, and Julie Kempisch on harp.
How can you resist that? The Match and Fuse Festival happening in London next weekend, Friday and Saturday. We're going to hear some music from a new group featuring Chris Sharkey in The Far Side, which is coming up just after midnight. Deborah, thank you very much for being my guest.
Cheers, thank you.